The cable channel Comedy Central is about to premiere the second season of a demented sort of reality program. The program is called Crank Yankers. If you haven't seen it, all you really need to know is that the staff members make and record prank phone calls like the one we're about to hear. The man making the call is Adam Carolla.
Good afternoon, Pierre Construction.
Hi, my name's Bertram. This the construction place?
Yes.
Yep, I'm your man.
You're your man? Oh, you are, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and how is that?
Well, I'm a damn fine carpenter.
You need to come in and fill out an application.
What's your name?
Jan.
Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Jan, let me be up front with you. I lost most of the fingers on my right hand to a hypoid saw.
Okay.
So I don't write real good.
Okay.
So the application thing's a little sketchy.
Well, actually, what you'd need to do is you would need to speak to a foreman.
Listen, I don't have, I have a right leg, but it's the same as not having one.
Mm-hmm. Well, just so you know, it is for a hardware installer. You do have to have your own truck, and you do have to have your own tools.
72 Ford F-250, lumber rack, bed box, and a bumper sticker that says, Sierra Club, take a hike to hell.
Okay.
This goes on for several minutes, usually until the victim hangs up.
Yes.
Since telephone tapes don't make great TV, the producers have also developed Muppet-style hand puppets. They act out the calls on the screen while the tapes are played. Now, Adam Carolla is one of the creators of Crank Yankers and joins us now from Los Angeles. Mr. Carolla, welcome.
It is a pleasure to be here.
What is the matter with you people?
Well, it's a real good question. My partner and now a late night phenom, Jimmy Kimmel, had always was in love with prank phone calls, but there was always a sort of catch-22, which is how do you put prank phone calls on television if they're actual prank phone calls? And puppets seem to be the logical answer.
Well, that answers the visual question, but what about the legal question? It's not usually legal to record someone's phone call and broadcast it without permission.
That's true, and here's what you have to do. There's sort of single-party consent states and two-party consent states, and as it turns out, there's about 10 that you can call in about 10 states you can call from, which are coincidentally or not coincidentally the same states. And amazingly enough, Nevada is one of the places you can make prank calls from.
Now, you guys are professional comedians. It's what you do. You create characters. You frequently play a Vietnam veteran named Bertram when you're making
right.
phone calls.
Right.
Where'd that guy come from?
Well, Bertram is actually, when I was going to junior high, I noticed a lot of the shop teachers, wood shop and metal shop, and they all seemed to be sort of salty Vietnam vet types who were sort of angry at the world and who hated kids especially. And also, I worked in the construction field for many years. So Bertram is sort of a woodworking, ex-Vietnam vet, patriot, sort of bigot, but in a sort of Archie Bunker kind of way, doesn't know what he's saying. And it's really just an amalgamation of all the shop teachers I've had and all the idiots I worked construction with over the years.
What do you learn about humanity making hundreds of phone calls and lying to hundreds of people in a row?
Don't call a New York deli and expect to engage the guy who's at the counter for any period of time.
He will beat you into the ground.
He will beat you in the ground, and he'll be off the phone with you within a matter of seconds. But you can call Alaska and speak to almost anybody there for an indefinite period of time. We found that many of the places that we call, we have to try to get off the phone after 20 minutes. A couple weeks ago, I was calling people, telling them I was a telepsychic, and that I wanted no money from them, but that I was trying to get a little practice in before I actually began my telepsychic business.
No.
So if I could just try out a few questions and then proceeded to obviously get everything wrong about them, but keep them on the line for 25 minutes.
Do you learn anything about yourself in this circumstance? Are there calls that you begin and the person is just so sweet or so sincere, so gullible that you just feel bad about
Yes.
deceiving them?
Yes, I do, and most people do, and it's something we all need to get over.
You just have to push right on.
Well, I imagine it's much like the troops that go overseas, and they're good people, they're decent people, they're not killers, but for that period of time, they better be able to pull the trigger.
What listing?
Batman.
Thank you. Please wait while an operator looks...
I'm sorry, what listing?
Batman.
Uh-huh. Is that Manhattan?
Gotham City.
Gotham City. Where's that? What state?
Manhattan.
Oh, in Manhattan.
It really is uncomfortable. Batman. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we're all going to hell.
Been sued yet?
No, but we did have Jeff Goldblum call people that we had called last season and tell them he was an attorney and he was getting together a class action lawsuit to sue the producers of Crank Yankers
and
want to know if people wanted to get in on it. He'd say, now listen, there's a lot of money in this. These guys are big fat cat Hollywood producers that are getting rich off of your, you know, your sweat. And they'd say, well, I feel pretty good. And he'd say, bad answer. Like when the phone rings, are you ever alarmed? And they're like, well, I guess sometimes. Good. Go with that. So he basically had people talked into things.
And from Nevada, if you're calling these nine other states, it's legal. It's legal to do what you're doing.
It's legal until somebody puts an end to it.
Is Washington, D.C. one of the places where you can legally make these calls from and record them?
I think we can call Virginia.
Well, that's not far away.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of trying this. I thought I would call up people and discuss foreign policy with them. Do you think that would work?
No. People that are home during the day are simple folks for the most part and not interested in too much that goes on beyond their own yard fence.
But I think this might be a good way to educate people.
Well, you'd be doing it one call at a time. I would suggest skywriting or perhaps taking out billboard space if you're looking to reach a larger group.
Adam, I can't figure out if you realize that I'm full of crap here or not. I mean, I just don't know.
Well, the world may never know.
Adam Carolla is one of the brains behind Crank Yankers, and he's been speaking with us from NPR West in Los Angeles. Adam, thanks.
I enjoyed it.